be bad for me, baby, he said as he rolled down the window. Squishy, she responded and giggled as she shifted her hips so he could see her finger-fucking her pussy in the seat next to him. She was nice and wet, and her fingers made great sucking sounds as she fucked herself. Yes, baby. Squishy for me. He watched her with that hungry look that told her she was going to get fucked really hard later. She grinned, and her eyes half closed as she fucked herself faster. Can I take your order, please? The tinny voice asked through the driver's speaker window. He turned his attention momentarily back to the menu. I'll take a number one value meal and a kid's hamburger meal, please. He paused and then added, oh, and can you make sure that value meal is large, please? You want to supersize it? Yes, please, large. Supersize? Oh, fucking supersize it then. He was losing patience with the puberty victim at the microphone. And the kid's meal comes with a toy surprise, right? He waited. Yes, sir. The voice was slightly hurt and sulky. Fucking moron would likely spit on his burger now. Thank you. Colas with those, please. The voice gave him a total and told him to drive around. The fact that there were six cars ahead of him obviously escaped the kid's attention. Gonna get a toy, she said as she fucked herself harder. He smiled and watched her, narrowly avoiding hitting the car ahead of him. She had opened her top so her big, beautiful tits could almost be seen, but not quite. She was using the middle two fingers on her right hand. As they slid all the way in, she spanked her clit and sent a small splatter of cum in the air. Squishy. He started to laugh, but had to stop to adjust his pants. His cock was rock hard watching her. Her eyes were almost closed, but she was watching him intently, watching how aroused he was getting. She was feeding off of his hunger for her and getting more and more turned on. They pulled a car length ahead, and she adjusted herself so her pussy was facing him square on. She lifted her ass just enough for him to watch those fingers slide into herself and squish out her juices. Fucking herself hard and fast, she watched him staring deep into her wet slit and loved the feeling of being so naughty for him. He reached out and stroked her thigh, his hands rising up near her pussy. Be bad, baby. Be so bad for me. Yes, she panted in reply. Harder and faster, baby. Be my bad girl. Such a naughty girl. His voice was thick with excitement. His fingers traced her pussy lips. He brought them to his lips and tasted her. Yes, bad, she panted. So bad. Wanna be bad. Sliding his fingers next to hers, he explored her inner lips, tickling them as she moaned and fucked herself faster. They moved ahead again. His fingertips brushed over her clit, and she groaned. They moved forward yet another car length, and she was fucking herself furiously. She felt herself wet from her juices. She was so turned on and so close. She looked up at him with such an innocent look of need that he had to smile. She needed to come so bad for him. They moved up yet another car length, and she was trying to rub her pussy down onto his fingers as she fucked herself, trying to get him to play with her clit, but he laughed and moved his fingers. Better hurry, baby. Only two cars left, and this one looks like it's just getting drinks. He was teasing her and pushing her faster and faster. Come on, baby. Faster. harder. Be my bad girl. Come for me, baby. Yes, she moaned at him as her orgasm started. She was biting her lip to keep from screaming and moaning as his fingers finally found her clit again and rubbed it as she came. It was so much, so intense. She shook, but didn't stop fucking herself. Good girl, he said, and they slid forward another car length. The window had a perfect view of her wet pussy, stuffed with her fingers now. She had to get covered, but her orgasm wasn't finished. She moaned and wailed and tried to turn and cover herself, but he kept playing with her and keeping her exposed. She saw the boy coming back to the window just as he let her go, her orgasm in the aftershock phase. She was gasping for breath as she pulled her skirt down frantically and swung her legs back to the front. He was laughing and licking his fingers clean as she was in a panic trying to cover herself. They pulled up to the window and paid the boy and took their drinks. She was blushing bright red and grinning ear to ear. "What are you grinning about?" he asked her as he handed her the drink. "Squishy," she said and giggled. "Baby, such a bad girl, huh?" she nodded. The boy returned moments later with their food, and he took it and began to drive off. She looked into the bag and then yelled, "Hold it." He put on the brakes and looked at her. "What's wrong?" "There's no toy surprise in here, and damn it, I earned it." She jutted out her lip in a pout. He laughed and pulled into a parking space, shut off the engine, and got ready to go in to collect the toy. Truth was, she had earned it. But you know, they always fuck you at the drive-thru.